Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to talk about rural health care starting off. This has been a topic that we've been talking about a lot lately. There have been some negative things. This one, this week, some positives. I understand that you got to participate in the opening of a new dental clinic. What's this all about, and who will be celebrating?
Well, rural health care is a top priority, certainly for me, and here in our district, it's a number one issue, and particularly access to care is vitally important. And this week, I had the opportunity to join Universal Primary Care in the opening and ribbon cutting for a new dental clinic in the Old City Hall building here in Bradford. And so it's wonderful to have this new clinic in place. I want to thank the folks at Universal Primary Care. This is a dental clinic that will provide much needed dental care for folks throughout this region. And it's a welcome addition to Bradford and to the region.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the property tax rent rebate clinics that you have coming up. I understand that you're going to help folks fill out these forms, make sure that they can get this benefit without paying for it. What's this all about?
Well, my office is once again hosting a series of property tax rent rebate clinics across the region to help eligible residents apply for rebates on rent or property taxes that they paid in 2025. No appointments are necessary to participate in the clinics. There's certainly no charge for any assistance. Next week, we're going to be at three different locations. We'll be at the Eldred Senior Center on Main Street in Eldred on Wednesday, February 18th from 9 to 11 a.m. At the Smethport Senior Center on West Main Street in Smethport, also on Wednesday from noon to 2, and then at the Kane Senior Center on North Fraley Street in Kane on Thursday, February 19th from 1 to 3. So that's what's going on next week. We've got a whole host of other clinics and other communities that we'll be at. In addition, you can always stop in at one of my district offices in Bradford, Kane, or Countersport, and we'll be glad to help. If you'd like to see the complete schedule and where we'll be, that's posted on my website at repcauser.com.
And of course, you mentioned that you want folks to come out and see you. I understand you have an open house coming up in Kane. When is this, and how can folks come out and meet you and talk?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting a legislative open house on Tuesday, February 17th at my office in Kane. It's an opportunity for folks to stop by and say hello, learn about services available through our office, or to just discuss any state-related issues impacting our communities and our region. Refreshments are going to be served, and there's no RSVP required. So I look forward to seeing folks on Tuesday, February 17th from 11 to 1. At 54 North Braley Street in Kane.
And Representative, I understand that DCED has some grants available, a grant seminar coming up that you'll be hosting. What's going on here?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting a grant seminar in conjunction with folks from the Department of Community and Economic Development. This is a seminar that is for local government officials and nonprofit organizations. There's a whole host of grant programs available at the state, and we often get calls and inquiries from folks asking about what is available. This is an opportunity for folks to come out on Thursday, March 12th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Smethport Fire Hall, 109 South Nelson Street in Smethport, and officials with the Northwest Region Office of the PA Department of Community and Economic Development will discuss grant funding opportunities such as the Neighborhood Assistance Program, the Main Street Matters Program, multiple programs within the Commonwealth Financing Authority, the Strategic Management Planning Program, and the Municipal Assistance Program. So we're asking folks to RSVP so that we know how many are attending. You can do that at repcauser.com or by calling my office in Bradford at 814-362-4400.
And finally, Representative, I understand that congratulations are in order for a couple in your district who have reached a tremendous milestone. Tell us about it.
Well, I want to wish a happy 70th anniversary to Malin and Sylvia Davenport of Port Allegheny. I've been blessed to know Sylvia and Malin for many years, and it was such an honor to present them with a citation from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives in recognition of this wonderful milestone event. So happy anniversary, Malin and Sylvia.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.